give this. Yeah, if you would, please. Put the website up here. This man, here you go, Randy. This man, Luke Weaver, the apostle of the work, 92, he's still here. He's touched the world, affected so many people that the average person does not realize even here in Grace Chapel. Remember 40 years ago when Chaplain Jim, he had Transport for Christ, and he was growing that trucking ministry right up here, Capitol Diner. You were sitting with Jim. He was moving into the gifts of the Spirit and the operation of God, and the team he had there was not open to the continued moving of the Spirit. And he surrendered his Isaac, about ready to quit the ministry. This man, you can't quit what God has put in your heart. And so for over 40 years, we've been going on. I'm the vice president of the Association of Christian Truckers. And just press one of those pictures of the trucks up there. This is a beautiful website that we have. And Justin Vargas is our man that is overseeing websites now. Would you please hand it out to everyone? Please give everyone one of them. And Justin Vargas is a part of that. Now, there was another one on the truck stop is a truck stop ministry. Let's see that. Well, but punch up that one just for a moment. That was our original chapel. That's where it is now. Now, see if there's another picture that we can get. We had a tent that's out on our property, 30-acre property. This. Go back to the other pictures again and scroll down. That is our little Grace Chapel up in Milton that we built. It's the, it's going on right now at a truck stop up in Milton near Bob Lauver and on I-80. And then the, let's see if we can go on down. There, punch up the big sign that sits, the other one, yeah, that one. Association of Christian Truckers, that's there. Go get to another picture of the property. Let's see, where is the picture of the property? Let's go back if we can. This is a little bit better here for me. Scroll on down a little bit. Let's go back up. But anyway, there are so many good pictures. We have punched that table up. The table right over, next one over, next that one there, that is our Randy, what do we have out there? That is a dinner theater where we have. What do you do out there? Randy has been a part of this ministry for 50 years with Chaplain Jim, and he's a Okay, 40 years, Randy. And he's a part of the grounds, and they send him in to represent Association of Christian Truckers. Randy, what do you do on the grounds there? How long have you been working out there on the grounds? Talking to it there.
A lot of years.
Well, 40 years. You've been going out there, and then you've been living. You got married out there with another sister, Rosemary, and then she passed away, and now you're still working for the ministry. Yeah. So what do you see happening on the property right now? How many trucks come in every...
About 15, 20 a day.
And they stay overnight, so they don't have to deal with a lot of lizards.
Yeah, get showers and do their laundry and...
Yeah.
And
yeah, we got...
get leftovers and...
Just punch up some pictures as we're talking, yeah, you know, there. And if that's...
Except for one with the snow.
Pardon?
Don't want to see that one with the snow.
No. But Randy, what do you do on the property? You have a room there. You're staying there.
No yards.
We have a motel rooms there. Anybody can go out and work. So what do you do?
Well, the Holy Spirit wakes me up in the middle of the night, go downstairs. So I go down there and read the Bible and hear a Russian fellow comes in, can't even speak any English.
So how do you minister to him?
Sign language. You know what they're there for. At 3 o'clock in the morning again. You need that break. So.
Need the bathroom, but, speak something to eat.
Fortunately, grew up with a Russian immigrant, Nick Chorzanko. I don't know if you ever met the fellow.
Well, Randy, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. He's one of our faithful workers there on the grounds now. And since his wife passed away, he's there. Whatever his hand findeth to do, he does it heartily as unto the Lord. We have over 600 trucks an hour driving in front of this amazing place here.
It's a spirit-filled place because the Lord only leads the ones he wants in there.
And God is bringing them more in, too.
Yes, he's bringing more in, but he don't overdo us. There's only four of us working there right now. And
we need some more help.
There's one young man that he works at a job, but he does what he can while he's there and cleans bathrooms and stuff.
The first thing they have to do is drop everything to minister to the truckers.
Yep.
You can go. There's some motel rooms that you have. Anybody can go out there for a week or two or three or a month and just whatever your hand finds to do. Sit down. Oh, the best thing I love, Randy, is sitting down with those truckers.
Mm-hmm.
They need to talk. You know, when you just let them talk, you get into their hearts. We've seen, we even started to baptize. We have a baptismal tank there. We get them saved and baptize them. We're changing the trucking industry, amen, with the anointing power of the Holy Ghost. How many can say amen?
Amen.
Association of Christian Truckers, Wheels Alive.
I want people to know who I am when I'm coming.
Who are you? Pardon?
Chaplain for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When I was up at Walcott, we did like Mark Hewitt and I did four truck shows in the past year. And when I went there, I had totes. There was big totes full. Mm-hmm. And when I left, there wasn't any literature left.
Mm-hmm. Giving out to the trucking industry.
Probably.
One of the largest industry in America, the trucking industry.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And it's getting bigger and there.
That's why I love these.
They don't have enough drivers as it is.
Yeah.
And when I was up at Walcott, did something like Jim used to do. He took a little card and had chaplain on duty. I just put my chaplain hat down on it. And she said, sitting all the people that flocked over towards my table and that big, they have a food court there and that big truck stop up there.
Yeah.
And so, just amazing to see all the people just flock because he's seen that chaplain hat.
We have fun, don't we, Randy?
Yes, we do.
We have fun. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and doing what you're doing to help get the gospel out on that. Chaplain Jim will say, the concrete jungles of America. Thank you, brother. Okay.
Yes,
God bless you. God bless you so much.